So, psychics, how much truth is there, particularly in the world of the stage psychic? They seem credible most of the time, but how does it work? And for those that aren't necessarily honest, how do they manage to pull off their tricks? Coventry Skeptics are going to be discussing it this Wednesday as they meet at the Albany. It's in Coventry from 7:30. Blake Hutchings is the compere and the co-organiser, and he's in the studio to tell us a bit more about it. So, Coventry Skeptics, then, broadly, who are you?
We're a group of people who meet up once a month in the Albany. We generally are a group of people who... We're interested in science and rationality, and we're keen to promote the rational and scientific viewpoint.
I see. So you're looking at things sort of spiritual and spooky and ghostly, and seeing what the science is behind them.
Yes, I think that's a fair way to summarise it. Yeah.
Well, previously you had a lady talking about werewolves because she came on the show to talk about it. She was absolutely fascinating.
We did, yes. Deborah Hyde, she's a fantastic speaker, and what she was really doing there was generally just discussing history and folklore of scepticism and other things that things that people have been sceptical about in the past, and how that translates to the modern day and our equivalent beliefs that we have today. It was a fascinating talk, and I'm hoping that Ash's talk on Wednesday will be equally fascinating.
Well, basically, the talk's titled How to Be a Psychic Con Man, and he looks at the very sort of psychic doings, and he's got a very specialist knowledge, hasn't he?
Yes. He has worked as a stage magician and has a deep interest in all things to do with psychics and mediums. I'm aware that he's very sceptical and very dubious as to whether or not they are actually real and whether they have the powers that they claim to have, and he goes about replicating their effects, their ability to know things that you may think it would be impossible for somebody who doesn't know you to know about you, things like that, and also other tricks and methods that psychics can use.
Well, there's a thing called cold reading, isn't there, for example, which some stage psychics might use.
That's right, yes. Cold reading is when a psychic may say something that sounds quite specific to you, but is actually quite a vague statement, quite a woolly statement, something like, I'm sensing that you are a type of person who you pride yourself as an independent thinker. You don't just take other people's statements on face value, which is something that everybody sees themselves as, and also sometimes has their doubts as to whether other people think like that. And it can sound very specific to you, whereas it's very open and very general.
Yeah, well, I watched the programme that somebody did about it. I think it might have been Darren Brown,
yes,
a while ago, about cold reading. And you give things away, don't you, when you're asked questions? There was one lady I spoke to who I didn't think was particularly convincing, and she, this was going back years and years and years, and she said, I can see a man watching over you, and he's an old man.
Right.
And you think, well, pretty much everybody's got a granddad.
Yeah.
So I can see where you're going with that. And then she started to pull me on a name, and she started with John. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah. John would be the most common one that somebody would go for. It's probably one of the most common names out there, and it also sounds like a lot of very other very common names, things like Jean, Joan, Jack, Jacob, Joseph. If somebody says, I'm getting a J sound, I'm picking up or an M, I'm also sensing an M, because of course Mark, Michael, everything like that. It keeps going. They're so common, and it's just a perfect way to start and to get in.
If you're the skeptics meeting, do you all sort of disbelieve or?
No, I don't think so. I think there is certainly a group of people that come along that are interested in what's going on at the Skeptics event, and they're very, very welcome. People who are, shall we say, skeptical of the skeptics, and they will come along and they'll want to hear what's going on. We very much welcome them to come along. It livens up the discussion a bit. But I think on the whole, in general, most of the people there would have their quite strong doubts and reservations about things such as psychic ability.
Mm. Well, what he's going to do on Wednesday, Ash Price, is quite interesting. And he's going to try and replicate some things that have been seen over the years, including Filipino psychic surgery. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds exciting.
It is exciting. In fact, he will... I believe he'll be doing a performance of it on stage. I've actually seen him given a performance of this before.
What is it?
Psychic surgery was something that really took off, I think it was in the 50s, in the Philippines and also in Brazil. It's when the surgeon will make it appear as though they are entering the body with your with their hands and removing tissue that may be causing harm, such as they claim to treat such things as cancers and things like that.
Right.
They will remove things and then they'll wipe away the blood and there'll be no scars on the body. This is something that's been debunked, shall we say, by a lot of people, and it's been called an outright fraud by the FTC in America. Many people have died as a result of going to these psychic surgeons and not had proper treatment because of it. Famous examples are Peter Sellers went to psychic surgeons after he'd had a heart attack, and he would go to them regularly and ended up not having his heart surgery that the doctors had recommended, a bypass surgery, and ended up having a heart attack later and dying. A similar thing happened with the American entertainer Andy Kaufman, who was suffering from cancer, who was told it was inoperable, and lost many weeks of his life going over to the Philippines to have this fraudulent surgery.
Goodness me, how disturbing. Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be an interesting talk that's happening on Wednesday. Where do you meet?
We meet at the Albany in Earlsdon, the third Wednesday of every month.
Marvellous. And it happens at?
At 7.30 we start. Doors at 7, start at 7.30.
Marvellous. Time to grab a pint. Listen, it sounds like it's going to be fascinating. Thank you very much indeed, Blake, for popping in to see us.
Thank you.
And I'd like to meet this man to find out a little more. 8 minutes to 4 now.